This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
I still can't get past the bug thing. Like when you see a fly in your house, like you think
idiots.
like this thing and it's buzzing around, it's completely oblivious to the fact that anyone that sees it is going to want it dead.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
It fails to meet one of the basic criteria of the markets we bet into a lot, which is like, do you have a vulnerable favorite? I don't view Aaron Judge that way. That doesn't mean you can't bet into it. It's just that's like one of the obvious, like glaring, you know, lights basically like come bet this market is that there's a favorite that makes no sense. This favorite makes a ton of sense.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Well, Kevin Durant just took over the first 2 hours of the show, didn't he? Jeez. This is the NBA. And listen, it's a blessing this time of year because other than that, it's the hot dog eating contest. So thank God for Kevin Durant wanting out of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
The latest reports here are that Kevin Durant wants to go to Phoenix or Miami. There's reports now, and you and I talked about this earlier in the show, that Kyrie Irving is potentially going to the Lakers still, which was the report before. Tyler, you just put this in the chat. League sources, who is this from? Mark Stein says the Mavericks scheduled meeting tonight with Jalen Brunson is off, so he's likely going to the Knicks now, which really shouldn't surprise anybody as we're starting to see things open up a little bit. Jake Fisher of Bleacher Report says the Nets won't trade KD to the Suns without getting Devin Booker back in return. So you ask the question at the end of last hour what the Nets' mindset would be, and it's do they want to totally blow this thing up and tank, or do they want to still be competitive? It's clear their mindset is they want players that can help them win now. They don't want to go into any sort of rebuild mode if they're looking for Devin Booker. It looks like, too, Bam Adebayo is who they'd want back from Miami. So this is not going to be a here's a bunch of draft picks and young players.
Basically,
we want
aim high.
That's what they want right now. That's what they've decided.
Bam from the Heat, which the Heat are never going to do, and Booker from the Suns, which the Suns are never going to do. So, like, where are these going then? Like, where are these trade talks? I mean, it's just this is the Nets like posturing, like, well, we would want Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker for Kevin Durant. It's like, okay. Now, my question is, so the reporting that you have there, is that just Durant or is that like the two players together?
This is Durant.
Because
the Nets won't trade Kevin Durant to the Suns without getting Devin Booker back in return.
Because, like, what if you call the Heat and you go, all right, we want Bam, Kyle Lowry, and Tyler Hero, and we'll give you both.
Bam, Tyler Hero,
and Lowry.
For Kevin Durant. And Lowry?
Yep.
I mean, really what this comes down to is what else other teams are offering. Because I understand to a point they're going to try and do right by Kevin Durant and send him where he wants to go. And people ask this question every time. Why would they do what Kevin Durant wants to make him happy? Because if you don't, it gets around the league and other players then say, screw it, I don't want to sign there or I don't want to go there in any shape or form because of the way you treated Kevin Durant. This stuff gets paid attention to. It's like you wouldn't take a job at whatever the company is if somebody told you they treat you terribly. There's a reason why it's really important for companies to be on these lists of like best places to work. By the way, Odyssey, top 15 place to work among media companies. Pretty good. We like that. So that
like
kind of
Odyssey.
Stuff matters.
You like Odyssey? I'm a big
exactly.
fan of Odyssey.
I like Odyssey. Yes. I'm a big fan. I got to say, those bosses at Odyssey
Anybody
are
listening?
Fantastic. They are doing
Mr. Odyssey,
wonderful
if you're listening.
Job.
Mr. Odyssey. Yeah, Mr. Odyssey.
Mr. Odyssey himself.
Yeah. Jimmy Odyssey. James Q. Odyssey. Yeah.
According to Shams, real quick, it looks like Jalen Brunson intends to sign a four-year, $110 million deal with the Knicks. The Mavericks never even got a chance to make an offer.
That's so messed up, by the way. Like, it's like the 90th most important thing now. Who cares? But just like,
right.
you like they wanted to go there to have a meeting with you. They might be there. Isn't the meeting supposed to be today? Yeah, it's supposed to be tonight. So they're there. Like, yeah. Cuban's probably there. Finley, whoever else is in the front office, some of the teammates were supposed to go. And you're like, yeah, I'll give you a meeting. And I think we all knew he was going to the – like, his dad is on the Knicks. What do we think was going to happen? But like,
Tyler just put this out. Like, I don't want to steal this from Tyler because this is funny. My dad says I can't go to Dallas because he's on the Knicks.
I'm
sorry. My dad says I can't sign in Dallas. I have to go to New York where he's coaching now.
This is just like – like, it's so stupid. Like, why set up the meeting? I know he, like, they canceled the meeting and he's signing with the Knicks. Just, like, why do any of what just happened? Why did the last 2 days happen? Why did any of the activities of the last 2 days? Like, we all knew you were going, man. Like, what are we doing? What a waste of time. What an incredible waste of time. Just, like, I love that it got announced that the meeting was canceled. And then, like, 3 minutes later, it's that he intends to sign with the Knicks. Just like, why waste any time? Duh. You think this isn't why it's happening? Well, at least it's official. We know he's signing there. I at first, when we saw that tweet, I wonder if I was like, well, do the Mavs not want to do it either because they want to explore, like, sign and trade with Brunson to get Durant, like, as part of, like, one of the pieces? Like, is that, like, possible or anything? So I was curious if that was kind of why the Mavs maybe didn't want to have the meeting too, because they're kind of like, wait, Kevin Durant's available? But to be fair, I think they've kind of like known that Kevin Durant's been available for like, I think teams have kind of known for like a little bit. And I know he officially requested the trade today. Like, that's the reporting. It's like probably kind of knew about it. Can I tell you something really funny that's related to the NBA, but yes, only a little bit?
I love funny.
ESPN's free agency special is on right now. Mm-hmm. One of the people that you would really like to hear from on an NBA free agency special, at however you feel about this person, like, I like to hear from Stephen A. Smith on stuff like this because it's just really funny because he's great. He doesn't even have to know anything about where anyone's going. It's just, I want to hear from him. Sometimes when you have somebody like that, the way that you put yourself into a weird spot as like a director, producer, or like working behind the scenes on a show of like framing everything that's happening like on your set is very funny. So Stephen A. probably just did 5 minutes, maybe more, maybe 10 minutes. It was during our break. I wish it was probably more. It's probably about 10 minutes. And so they bring him in and it's a split screen. Basically it's like a series of camera shots together, but it's essentially a split screen. And Stephen A. Smith is like the size of me on the screen right now. And in your screen is a set with five people sitting at it and a small table looking at their phones. And it's like Zach Lowe, who's like never on TV. So like, I like Zach Lowe. I love the Lowe Post podcast, but like Zach Lowe on TV could be a little awkward sometimes. Just like me on TV would be a little awkward. So like, he's one of the five. Kendrick Perkins is sitting there with his hands crossed, like he's dying for this interview to end. Like, he can't wait for this to end. Richard Jefferson looks like he's on a couch somewhere on his phone. He's just like this, just like leaning back. And they're all in the shot that you occupy on our screen right now. And Stephen A. Smith is the size of me on the other half of the screen. So it's just like, does anybody see this? And it's like, what is this? Like, is there anything else we can do here? Like, other than this group of five seemingly random thrown together people on the set at the same time and a giant Stephen A. Smith on the opposite. It's just like, it looks ridiculous. And it's how... it's at Legler is one of the people too, and I won't disrespect him, Legler. And then Malika Andrews is hosting the show because she always hosts all the daily NBA coverage. And just, but I'm just like looking at this and I go, is everyone looking at this like, yeah, this looks awesome. Like, let's not change a thing. Let's keep doing this. It's just sometimes you see this, you go, is anybody awake? Like, does anybody have any idea what this looks like? It just, like, here's five people on a set all looking disinterested and miserable. And then here's Stephen A. Smith, really, 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 really big talking. All on the screen at the same time. It's just an observation, but sometimes I wonder if people even like care about this stuff.
Without getting too into the nitty gritty, because I know what you're talking about. I kind of glanced at it. You just put Stephen A. on an ISO or just show B-roll, bunch of highlights. I mean, that's what you need to do. You don't need to show
really
the entire
set. We really can't get a single
set.
Shot on Malika
like
Andrews
this.
To ask
see
questions.
What you've done right here with me. This is right. All you need. By the way, the more camera time for me, the better. The more camera time for Stephen A. I'm sure he's happy too. It's fine. This is what you do. You don't need to show five people in tiny little spots on a set on that screen, especially if people are watching
looking
on a
miserable
screen anyway.
Like, looking like they hate this interview and they want it to end. Like, they don't...
They're probably exhausted.
Kendrick Perkins was literally, like, looking straight ahead as if he was thinking just, like, get him off the screen. Get him off the screen right now. Like, that's on television! Like, what is this? I don't understand.
They also, by the way,
just put up a Paolo Banchero Instagram message. It's like, don't sleep on it. And it's him and Durant wearing uniforms together for Orlando. That'd be very funny.
That would be fun to watch them together, though, wouldn't it?
What's that trade package?
It's never happening.
By
the way, can we do this all show?
Still on the team.
You'd Franz probably Wagner, have to get Banchero Suggs, back in return.
Franz What's Wagner, magic? Suggs, we and just, like six picks.
Yeah. Do you want to bring up the trade machine again? The Magic have a lot of picks.
But they don't have anybody. And the Nets want Devin Booker from Phoenix and Bam Adebayo from Miami. What?
I know it's not.
Orlando doesn't have this. This is like the bizarro
Seinfeld.
This is
coming up with crazy.
Yes, this is the bizarro Seinfeld. Orlando doesn't have a Bam. Orlando doesn't have a Booker. Like, that's going to be a problem. Here's Epcot Center. Here's Universal Studios and a first round pick. Let's make that happen.
I'm trying to think of like what would be a long shot team that could make this work where it would end up being the most enticing pick.
Boston.
Or the most enticing Boston. I mean, Boston
they
has assets.
To me, Oklahoma. For Durant. Yeah.
I feel like, honestly, Oklahoma City, just with the millions of assets they have.
But I don't think Durant's ever going to be like remotely interested.
Well, but listen, if he doesn't have a no trade clause, we found
but
that
you
out.
But you just
now,
said
so.
They're not going to do it. You just said, well, word gets around the league, and then you don't do stuff like that.
At this point now, I'm letting my mind wander. We're seeing how crazy this can get. Like I said,
Boston calls and says, Jaylen Brown, Robert Williams, and a pick. You saying no if you're Boston?
Boston gives
Jaylen Brown, Robert Williams, and a pick.
What's the protection?
There probably would be protections because Jaylen Brown, Robert Williams is a crazy amount of assets. Yeah.
There would be protection. So if it's like top 18 protected,
I mean, what are you gonna do? Trade Smart? Like now they really don't have a point guard. I guess you can trade them.
I mean, if you're the Nets, you clearly want players back that can help you win. They'd probably consider
isn't
that.
Jaylen
but
Brown
you know what
like a? Isn't Jaylen Brown like Devin Booker light? Basically,
I mean,
maybe
he's
that's
an
insulting to Jaylen Brown. I don't know. Maybe Devin Booker's Jaylen Brown light.
Jalen
Brown just played in the finals and played great.
Yeah, but Devin Booker's got a chance to be.
Sure.
I mean, Devin Booker could lead the league in scoring. Devin Booker has more upside than Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's probably a better defensive player, maybe a little more athletic, but I mean, Devin Booker's explosive. He's a solid defender. Jaylen Brown,
they're both really good.
That's the thing. Like, it's tough. Like, it's both. I would say Devin Booker has a little more upside because of his ability to shoot. He's a better shooter, probably a little more of a consistent, like, go out and get you 25 versus Jaylen Brown's going to be. But also, if Jaylen Brown is a number one on a team, like, does he go out and average 25 a game? I'm fascinated to even think of, like, where this can all go. I still maintain that the best scenario here is one of these big monster trades of, like, five or six teams. And it would kind of satisfy what everybody's looking for because if these rumors are out there now, or here'd be even the biggest thing. What if, since the Knicks haven't actually, like, I mean, they've agreed to a deal with Jalen Brunson.
They trade Brunson to Brooklyn?
Well, you can't trade him until, I think, December once he signs the deal. So it'd have to be a sign and trade. But I think you have to agree to the sign and trade, so there's probably no way there. I don't know. I'm almost trying to put tinfoil on my head for a couple of things here because this is just going to be one of those situations
Can I give you, like, two more? Can I give you a couple more?
Absolutely. I want to go as crazy as possible with these. Why not? July 4th weekend is coming up. This is about getting just out of our minds right now with ideas.
Minnesota calls and they say, we'll give you Towns, an expiring contract, and some picks.
So Karl-Anthony Towns just signed an extension a little while ago. I think it's a five-year, $214 million extension. That was just agreed upon in like the last few minutes.
Like,
so
do you like Towns more than what you can actually get? I don't think you're going to get Bam from Miami, and I don't think you're going to get Booker from Phoenix. So do you like Towns more than Ayton?
The issue with Karl-Anthony Towns is he's just soft, man. Like, and he's just...
I agree.
Like, he's got a ton of talent, but he's not a carry-the-team kind of guy. But if you're the Nets, that's the best talent that you're going to get back. Because Phoenix isn't going to trade Devin Booker for Durant. I wouldn't trade Devin Booker for Durant because Booker's got a lot... Booker's, what, 25? He's almost 9 years younger than Durant. You don't make that trade. You can't. So if you're the Nets, you're getting Karl Anthony Towns back, just signing an extension. So, you know, he's going to be there for a while, unless, of course, he asks for a trade.
And then take your pick of expirings or draft capital or whatever. I think Minnesota's got a bunch of draft capital. Because
the only issue with that,
the Russell for Wiggins thing, whatever, if anything else changed hands, that would be the only thing.
Yeah, Minnesota's got all of their picks all the way through. Nothing going to anybody. So they can give you
Towns
and
a draft all? Sounds like Brooklyn doesn't want that. Because the other team that came up, like Lillard put out that IG post like a while ago. Portland doesn't have anything. That's the problem. Like Portland has space. Portland can take on Durant's contract, no problem. They can take it on right now with no issues. That's how little they have. Yeah. But like, what are they going to do? Like sign and trade Anfernee Simons and trade like Shaedon Sharpe to them? Like Brooklyn doesn't want that stuff. It doesn't sound like Brooklyn wants Bam Adebayo. Like Brooklyn wants a star.
But
I don't know. Seems like
I think it's more likely that Brooklyn probably gets younger players. Like actually, if you're looking to have draft picks and younger talent, Anfernee Simons and Shaedon Sharpe is a really good return. Like those are guys with massive upside.
Team up Lillard and Durant, which would be awesome. By the way,
Simons is oh man, let me think about you. That team will never be out of it in the fourth quarter. That's for sure. Two of the best clutch players we have ever seen on the same team. And then Portland makes up for drafting Greg Oden.
Fourth quarter Blazers spread is going to be the auto bet of the 2022-23 season if that happens. But Portland has nothing. I don't think the Nets are going to be interested in anything.
It's as fluid as it gets, and we're just continuing to have this move as time goes on, continuing breaking news throughout NBA free agency. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.